Rishami Shvi Estaf Kaf Dalet. The new Mishnah discusses continuing the halakas of what you're allowed to do in a field, nogeir to collecting stones, to building certain edifices, certain structures, which would be perceived as something you're doing for the betterment of the field, which would be Yasser and Shvias. So here the Mishnah discusses the halakha of what about you're building steps in order to be able to support water gathered in a hole, in a ravine, in a ditch, and you're building steps to be able to access that water, to be able to water your field, would be considered something that looks like you're doing for Shvias, and it would be Aser. So the Imbor Madrigas Al Pigeos. You can't build steps, the Gemara says, Al Pigeos, and the leading up to a ravine, leading up to a place where the water gathers. Again, the reason you're doing, you can't do that because it looks like you're doing it to bring the water up to Shvias. It says there, Marfulda, you won't be able to go down to the steps into this ravine to be able to gather water together to fix your field, to water the field. Looks like you're doing it for Shvias. You're doing it on Shvias, doing it for the betterment of your field, would be considered usher. However, Erev Shvias, even to do it before Shvias, once the rains have stopped, looks like you're doing it for Shvias. In other words, in the sixth year, when the rain season stopped, so you're going to build these steps to go down into a hole in the ground, the ravine where the water gathered, in order to, it looks like you're doing it so that you can water your field on Shvias. That would be usher. To do that on the end of the year, when the water stopped, but in the seventh year, when the rain season stopped, you'll have to go do that, because there, we don't look like you're doing anything with Shvias, because the water is not going to help you anymore now, for this year. You'll have to do it, because it looks like you're doing it for the field to help for next year, for the year after Shvias. That you could do, because that will allow you to do it. Now the question is, what is the reason why you can't do it? So we have two possibilities. The Gemara is going to discuss both of them. One possibility is that it's actually an issur, you're building something to directly cause, it's a tolda of harisha, of plowing, in order to be able to go ahead and prepare your field. That would be a daraisa level of something that's usher on Shvias, which would be usher even in the seventh year. Or is it usher because it looks like you're doing it for Shvias? Marasayan, it looks like you're doing it for Shvias. Two different possibilities of what the issur would be. The Gemara is going to entertain both as to what the reason why you can't do it. Because that looks like you're preparing for it for even more that you would not be allowed to do on the Shvias. Again, either because it looks like you're doing something for Shvias or because it's actual in Nisa Malacha, would be considered usher. That the Gemara is going to explain why it's usher. And also, the Mishnah says, you can't go ahead and put offer dirt around the dam where you're collecting and holding the water back. That you can't do. And the reason why you can't do that, Marfulda explains, you can't do that. Yismuk buffer. In Bolisko, you have water coming out that's going to the stones. You want to put like a wall made of offer of a tit, mortar or tit or this, between the stones in order to hold it back, the wall, the water should remain in one place. That you can't do. Shinamekseh says in Marfulda, Tfeishu Makav Nashes Men's Rhyme. Why are you collecting? Why are you building like a wall, a retainer wall, to protect the water from coming through like a dam, to close up the dam that the water can't get through? So you can be able to collect that water, use the water first for, instead of seeping into the ground, be able to use the water to water your field. That's mamish, looks like you're doing it for the sake of Shvias. That would be considered usher. But you're doing it, you're making a chayetz, which the Mafulda explains. You're pulling stones one on top of the other, like a fence, but you're not putting mortar or cement or tit in between the stones so the water can seep through. You're not really making a wall to stop the water. Some water is getting through. That does not look like you're doing it for Shvias. That looks like you're doing it for the better of the way, collecting some water together. But you're not doing it mamash for your field. If you do, you wouldn't let water escape. You would build this fence. You would put the dam that you're building, that to support the dam, the fence that you're building, the walls you're building, you'd make it seep proof. You wouldn't be able to get water, be able to get through. That's when it's usher. But if you're doing it where water can get through, that's not a concern, and therefore it's not considered. Mishnah says that would be considered mutter to do. Mishnah concludes, when a person going ahead and making the type of fence or food, taking stones from the field, and you're only collecting stones that you could go when you're standing in one place and where you could stretch your hand down and take the stones from there and put it onto the fence that you're building, that's maybe that you could take. In other words, you're not going, when someone walks by and sees a person taking just stones that's reached around and bending down and wherever his arm can reach, picking the stones up, that's not really doing anything. You're building something, a structure here just to help you, a temporary structure. It's not really doing it to clear your field from things. It doesn't look marasayin, but you're doing this to actually clear your field of stones. If you're going to collect the stones from throughout the whole field, you're walking all over the field collecting it, that looks like you're preparing the field. But if you're just standing in one spot and wherever your hand can reach, stretch, you're taking that, that doesn't look like you're actually preparing the field for it. There's no marasayin problem there, and that you'd be allowed to do. That, the Mishnah says, you'd be able to do. Suck the Gemara. There's a halacha that we said you don't have to do. Abkispi abshema yochanan kanani ben gamliel said a halacha that what would be the halacha would be that the issur shnei prakim umastisa. The Mishnah speaking for the time, the issur would be against plowing, and the halacha would be shnei prakim, the two times before shvius that you're not allowed to do. And that halacha would say you can't do that. That would be considered also to do. That you can't do because in those times where we asked it in two different periods of time before shvius, which would be usur, that's when we said you can't go ahead and do this. However, to Mazmenu, where we don't have that, the Heter of Gamliel, which we learned early in the Masechta, that the Mishnah that we don't have it, it's mutter to do, that before, we don't ask you anything before the year of Shvius, there's no Isser of Shnei Prakim Tuzmanim before, that even this would be considered mutter to do. That would be considered mutter to do, because again, the whole idea of doing this, because it looks like you're doing something for Shvius. You can't do it up a year before Shvius, but since we said, according to Gamliel, we'll matter everything before Shvius, we took away the Isser of the Shnei Prakim before Shvius, halacha would be, therefore you'd be allowed to do this as well. However, we're talking about the Braisa, Havida Nechemiah said, no, the halakha would be, they can't do it before the sick can't do that, before they end the reigns of the 6 year. You can't do that. Lobis of Shnokim, but not, Marseille is referring to the two Shnei Prakim. Shnei Prakim. Just like the Keta Braisa, not referring to the place of the Shnei Prakim, which you can't do. Surely, of course it is. We see Shnei Prakim and Nechemiah be also to do. So therefore, we see that you're allowed to do even in two, different than what we just finished saying, that we're saying the halakha of what we just said, halakha of Kusbroi, the Shem of Yochanan, that we be matrid in those two seasons, we allowed to do that. We would not answer the two parakim before the 6th year. Would be mutter. But he's telling you, no, the Mishnah is speaking about Dafka and Echanami in those 6 periods. And telling you, therefore, that the would be considered usher to do chayin chayi yisur shnei prakim. When our Mishnah disagrees with these Tanoim and says that it's usher to build these steps when the rain stops, is referring to these particular times. That even where it's usher to plow before that, it would be included as well in the usher, that would be considered an usher as well. In other words, so therefore the Pnei Moshe explains that Kloma, Hilomairi, about to set the bright spirit, Shnei Prokim. And that's how luck would be, you can't do that in those 2 periods of time. So too, it's just like over there, you can't do that in those 2 times. So too over here, you can't build these type of steps as well. The same halakha would apply, that it's us to do this as well in those 2 prakim. It would be the chayr, so it would be an asu. They would ask it. So we have a makloikas, whether it would be permitted in halakha of in this particular time to build these steps, not even the time that we asked that we knocked off the issur, we were Gamliel's heter, that we didn't ask the Shnei Prakim. So the Gemara wants to know, if Shammai boy, if Shammai had a shayla, im is the Shnei Prakim, if the Braisa stock is speaking about the time of the 2 periods of Shvi before the 7th year and the 6th year, 2 times, you're not allowed to do anything. Ba'adotanin lakash mutal, if no sasar. On this time, we'll tell you the Braisa is telling you that in the 6 years, we're allowed to go ahead and plow, but you're not allowed to go build steps. Is that true? In other words, in economy, we're telling you that really what? That in economy, even though you can't go ahead until you can't plow in that part of the 6th year, but you'll be allowed to go build these steps to do that. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense. How would you be allowed to do that? If we said, oh, look, you can't do, but Klifi Ashidos, that it's also to do, would be also to do this as well. It must be the price referred to the time when it's permitted to plow in those 2 different seasons before the 7th year. Halakha is still telling you how halakha would be. It's still also to build the steps in that halakha. In other words, it's a kiddush. You would say the halakha we just became, maybe the halakha would be that if you can't do, we now we might do the shnei prakim, sakra kishpo, you're allowed to go ahead and plant build these steps in that same time because there's no iser. We allowed you to do it before the 7th year. Elamai, you're telling me, no, maybe not. Maybe the price is telling you that even at a time when we allow you, the heter we allow you to plow during those 2 seasons, the other look would still say this is us, so you can't build the steps there. That would be considered us, sir. It's hard to explain. Why would that be different? Why the Harisha itself would be mutter, and yet this thing would be considered us, sir. How do we explain that? Why you can't do it? We'll be in an afkamina. So how would we explain that? Mara says, in matter shnei prakim, Mara says, let's say, tell you, that halakha will be allowed you matter to shnei prakim to plow the field, but to know this, and yet the halakha steps are us, sir. Halakha, but you know, I'm born with shvias, but you're allowed to build it before, during shvias, when the rain stops, may shabbat sagam, you're allowed to go do it for much of shvias. Is that so? So Mara says, if you can't go ahead and build the 6th year, you can't plow the field, you can't do anything for the 6th year, so we're telling you, you're allowed to do this for the end of the 7th, 6th, and then during the 7th year, after the rainy season, you're allowed to go and do the for the next year. You told me you let it go ahead and even plow the field in that time, the seventh year? Of course not. That lamech looks like you're doing it for shvius. Of course it'd be usher. It can't be such a svara that we allow you to go ahead and do that. Father, mashenka lutos madregos. You can't say it's such a svara that Moshe bitmiya. Would we tell you you're allowed to do that? In that time, you're allowed to go ahead and do that in the seventh year? Of course you can't do that in the seventh year. So what's the case of the price that it's talking about? Amramana. Yeyus Amrav Shammai had the Kanaisa. What Rav Shammai is saying, and the Chanami is correct, Lagabe, the first halacha of the Brisa, that in the sixth year, even though it's mutter to plow, because Rav Gamliel's heter, the sixth year, the Pshnei Prakam Amutter, we still would ask her to go ahead and build the steps, because it looks like maybe you're doing something directly for Shvius that you can't do. Lachros Mutter permitted to plow before it means Major Masikal Motzi Shvius. Halacha, you have to be a plow before Shvius because you're allowed to go ahead and say, you can't say you prepare Masikal Motzi, you're doing it for the end of Shvius. Lino Sasa, but halacha, to build the steps, meshakin l'shvius, looks like you're doing it for shvius. In other words, the halacha is something that you're doing before shvius, that looks like you're doing it for the year after shvius, for the eighth year, that you're allowed to do. But something you're doing on the seventh year, on the sixth year, which looks like it could be you're doing it for shvius mamish, like the steps we're talking about, that it would be us, even though we asked the mamater shnei prakim, it would still be considered often. Meshakin l'shvius, looks like you're doing it for shvius. Therefore, the Bryce says it would be us to build in those days. Masir shalomer kein, however, the mission does not say this. Mishnah is not telling this halakha. Eluboyne b'shvius m'pasuk u'shamim. You're allowed to go ahead and build the steps during shvius for the next year when the rain stops. Meshnah maskil m'pasuk, because you're doing it for the month of shvius. Therefore, the Mishnah is telling you, halakha is, we don't, only steps, only us, reason why it's usher, because you think you're doing it on shvius. But when the Mishnah says, building it for, you're building it in the seventh year for the next year, that you're allowed to do that, because there's no issue in that you're allowed to even go build it before shvius. Right? Kishpi said you're allowed to do that. So therefore, the halakha is telling you that only when something is nearer, nidmeh, and you're doing something for shvius itself, that'll be usher. We're doing something that looks like you're doing it for after shvius, it's mutter. We're doing something vadai for after shvius, like in the seventh year, Mishnah says vadai, you're allowed to do that. That you're allowed to do because it's clearly for the next year. However, something which is clear, not clear, and it could be that building the steps in the 6 years, something that would look like you're doing it for the seventh year, and a chanami, that would be usher, my fool explains, that would be considered usher. We would not allow you to do that because of the fact that it would still be considered maybe something that you're doing for Shemitah, and therefore it would be us, even though this man itself, Rav Gamliel, was matter, not, this is stuff that would not be matter. Mishnah says, lo yisachei b'ofer avosachayit, you can't go ahead and build a mamash wall to stop the water from going through, because that looks like you're doing it for shvius, but letting it, putting stones on top of each other where the water can still get through, that's mutter. What's the lashon chayit in the Mishnah? It says chayit means it's chayit. It's a chayit. It's a partition. It's a chayit. It's like a chatzitza. Madoma ubon chayit. We say in the pasuk in Yecheskel, referring to that, we talk about that you build a thing where a wall you're building. Must say you're putting, even when you put wall, you put plaster on it, it's not real wall. It's chayit. It's a partition, but it's not a real type of wall. So too, Lashon Katsitsu, which means you're building a building, you're building a binyan that's not really attached with titu va'afar. It's only like a makeshift wall that does not really stop the wall. It's a very, very, Lashon Mechitza Gerua, says the Pnei Moshe. It's a very, very deficient wall which doesn't really stop the water from going through. Water can still seep through between the rocks that you put. And therefore, that would be, no one would look at it and say, oh, he's building a wall to gather the rain so he can water his field and shvius. That would not be said, because you wouldn't build such a makeshift wall, such a wall that allows the wall to seep through, water to seep through. And therefore, just like over there, the Pussy Cheskel, you need to be a shek, you're building a wall. It's not real. They still, the sheker still seeps through. So to over there, it seeps through. That would be also to do. That would be allowed to do. But if it's a real wall, the Mishnah says, your bonu, your actual wall itself, ba'afar, that would be what stops the whole entire rain from getting through, the water from getting through, that in a chanami would be considered asur.